Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
The way that those of us who are believers deal with guilty feelings has a lot to do with what we understand about guilt. By definition, the word refers to a sense of wrongdoing, an emotional conflict arising from second thoughts about an action or thought. The biblical method for clearing away such feelings is confession and repentance. However, many people are plagued by false guilt, which is not actually rooted in sin. This unhealthy feeling can develop in a couple of ways. First, if a church is caught up in legalism, a congregant may not do enough of what is required, such as fulfilling quotas for praying, Bible reading, or witnessing. And second, hearing how some believers criticize people can also lead to misplaced feelings of guilt. Without clear discernment, a person may get the sense that he can't measure up to God's standards. Whatever the cause of false shame, it's not the result of sinful behavior. Genuine, biblically based conviction, on the other hand, is like an anxiety in the spirit over a definite sin. It's the Holy Spirit's loving pressure to correct a specific wrong. When we understand this, we can reject Satan's attempts to distract us with lies. And regardless of the cause, to improve spiritual health, false guilt must be unearthed and removed from the believer's life.